Now he says, neither give heed to fables, and actually do not give heed to myths. And in Ephesus, it was the heartland of the mystery religions of that day. In that great center, why you find temples there to Hadrian, temples to Trajan, that great temple of Diana, the Ephesians, all of that centered in Ephesus and the mystery religions that were there. Now, Paul says they are built on myths, the mythology of the Greeks. Neither give heed to the myths and endless genealogies. Now, that's a very interesting expression that he uses there. And that could refer either to the philosophy of Philo. Philo was an outstanding, brilliant Israelite who took the Old Testament and spiritualized it. He attempted to introduce the myth viewpoint, and we have that today. In the average denominational, or the old line denominational seminaries today, they tell you that, for instance, the book of Genesis is a myth. That is, all the stories there are myths, that these men didn't live, and that sort of thing. There's been such an accumulation today of archaeology and all of these other things that I notice that that's not being emphasized as it was back in my day. But nevertheless, there are those that believe that, and just endless genealogies. They just deal with this type of thing, and they make the church just a continuation of Judaism. It's just one genealogy after another, and not different dispensations. And so it could refer to that. And also, the Greeks were teaching what is known as the Demiurge, the eons, if you please. And actually, that was in the first heresy of the church, Gnosticism. For instance, there were certain emanations that came from a divine center, and the original created creature, and the creature created another creature that was below him, and another below him, and below him, and below him, and on down the line. And in that line, you can put Jesus as one of them. And that was the way that they were attempting to go. And now Paul tells him, neither give heed to these myths or these endless genealogies which minister questions rather than godly edifying which is in faith. So do. In other words, all of that type of thing won't build you up in the faith. And if you'll notice that liberal churches, I think we're seeing a great deal of fruit today of unbelief that's been in the church. It's produced a hardcore group of almost heartless individuals. They lack faith, absolutely. They reject the Word of God. And some of the things that are happening today in liberalism is absolutely unbelievable.